All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. I'm Jamie Lee Curtis, and guess what? This is the second time I've done this intro. Well, the third time, because I did it twice. The first time I recorded the pod, and then I fucked up the audio fucking around with the mic the whole time, which is what I get for trying to outthink audio equipment. Because here's what happened. I figured that if I electrical tape the end of the mic, like where it connects to the cable, then it won't like pop or click, or it won't like, you know, it'll be a cleaner sound. That's what I thought. 170 episodes, and I thought, hey, let's change things up. And then I do that, and it just fucked it up. It just started popping, click, pop, pop, click, 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 pop, 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 click, 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 click. So annoying. And I'm gonna be honest with you guys, the episode that I recorded was an absolute fucking banger. But don't let that deter you guys, because I'm back. I'm here, and I'm doing it again. I'm recording this 3 days after the fact. That's how committed I am to giving you guys this kind of content. Do you understand? Do you understand how bad I wanted just to put that episode out with the little shitty clicks and pops and be like, fuck you, three of you listen to this? That's what I wanted. But today, I am up early. Well, I'm up late. It's 11:30. I've been sleeping like shit, dude. I've been sleeping like shit. And that's, I mean, most of that is my fault, because here's the thing. When you have a sleepover. No, I'm kidding. No, come on. Come on. Guys, we're having fun. We're having fun. Don't be like that. No, but for real, I've been fucking a lot. Dude, we're playing. We're having fun. We're messing around. But yeah, I was just so frustrated because I did the pod. I was like, this one's good. This is the way to go. This is how we do it. And then it just fucking fell off completely. And I'm gonna go over some of the very similar things I did in the last episode. But you didn't hear that because I didn't put it out, because again, the audio was messed up. But we're doing it. And I think I just want to, I think that just reinforces that the reason that I'm recording this again is because I'm doing the proper thing. Because usually I don't do that. Usually I do the thing you're not supposed to do. Do you understand that? Like, usually what I decide to do is I will do the thing that I shouldn't do. Because now I'm a moron. And I try to pinpoint that. Like, I think everyone's kind of dumb, but most people have a good conscience on them. Because you have a good conscience and you got a bad conscience, I guess, right? Isn't that what it is? You get heaven and hell. You have the angel and the demon on your shoulder. Here's the thing. I think that my conscience is just asleep at the wheel. I mean, this guy's got no idea what he's doing. Because I just keep doing dumb things over and over again. Do you understand? Like, my conscience is like he's like a bad spotter for a sniper, right? Like, you know, like a sniper, you know, he's the guy with the gun. He's just like fucking over here, like, fucking, all right, let's change. We got three clicks. And then next to him is his buddy with the scope. It's just a scope, which, by the way, that would be so lame if you're the guy who has to hold the scope. Like the little, like, all right, got 14 clicks out, like that guy, right? So I'm the shooter, okay? And well, I'm the sniper, but I'm not a good sniper. So I want to say I'm like Mark Wahlberg's character in Shooter, but I'm probably closer to Mark Wahlberg in real life, because I can't imagine that Marky Mark is a great shot. So, and that's why I need a spotter, okay? Because your spotter will tell you, all right, let's avoid this. Let's do that. Let's change this. All right, the wind is that. The curve of the earth. Whatever. And my spotter is like, he's drunk. My spotter is drunk. Because if you're sitting there like this, okay? So if I'm sitting there like, all right, I got a big weekend with the boys. Should I go 3 days or 4 days? want you to do. And your spotter should go, 2 days. You're going to want to go 2 days. My spotter goes, miss your flight. Yeah, that's what my spotter does. I'm over here like, all right. Let's see, should I have a handful of White Claws? 3, 4, maybe even 5 White Claws? Or, and then my spotter goes, 70. That's what my spotter does. He goes, to have 70 White Claws. And I'm just over here like, wait, did you say 70? I should have 70. All right. 80 White Claws. That's what I do. I had 80 White Claws last weekend. Why? Why am I like this? My fucking spotter. It's my conscience. That's what I did. Because I went to Arizona for my boy JC and Laura's wedding. Had a great time. But I just drank so much. Just it was like, hey, do we have alcohol here? They're like, yeah, that's all we have. And I said, oh, well, I'm gonna have all of whatever you have. Cool? And they were like, yeah, that's cool, I guess, Blair. Do you want some water mixed in there somewhere? No, that's okay. Are you sure? Yes. Yes, I'm sure. I'm just like, who do I think I am? You know? Like, what movie am I in where I think, okay, this is the proper way to conduct myself? I mean, I did have fun, though. I mean, the wedding was a blast, right? The wedding was a good time. Shout out Jake and Laura. But people, I don't like when people tell me to do stuff, okay? I just don't appreciate it that much. It kind of bothers me. Unless you're someone I, like, love and care about, because I'll listen to people I love and care about. Like, that's fine. They're looking out for me. But when it's a stupid, fat wedding photographer, I can do tilt your shoulders, please. Tilt your shoulders. Move your shoulders. Can you look at me? Move your shoulders. Look at me. Move your shoulders away, but look at me. Now turn around, but look at me. Now move around. Change your toes. Point your toes inward like you're pigeon-toed, and then look at me, but look at me, but look away, and look at me, and look away. It's like, hey, you aren't an artist. You aren't an artist. You aren't. I don't care. Wedding photographers, all of you, except for Sarah. I want to be clear about this. With the exception of my dear, dear friend Sarah, the rest of you wedding photographers, sit on a dick, dude. Find a dick, sit on it. Not like in a painful way, but in a disappointing way. Like, sit on a tiny dick. Find one that you were, like, really excited about because the guy was really hot, and you're like, oh my God, this is going to be so great. And he pulls out a micro penis, and you got to sit on that. And you're just like, I'm really disappointed with my career choices, and now I'm going to edit this photo for the 80,000 times. Oh, there's software for that? Hey, I'm going to charge you $90,000. Hey, you know what's crazy about wedding photography is all you have to do, I'm doing it right now. There's a tripod with this camera on it. Hey, can you guys get into the frame? Click. We did it. Wedding photographers, you are not artists. So stop telling me where to put my shoulders. You with the cuffs, can you play with your cuffs now? Pretend to play with your cuffs and then walk to me. Walk to me, but play with your cuffs. Don't look at me, look at your cuffs. I'm over here like, look at you, shut up. And they're always, and you know what else? You're fat. Ah, I fucking hate wedding photographers, dude. They piss me off. Ugh. Whatever, dude. The wedding was fun, but I did drink entirely too much. And also, fuck you, American Airlines. American Airlines, you guys can get dicked in your ass. Big dick. Big, big, mean prison dick. Like Michael Clark Duncan dick. Is that his name? Someone help me out. Michael Clark Duncan. Tell me that's right. Come on. Tell me it's right. Tell me it's right. Tell me it's right. Okay. I think it's close to right, you know? It's on its way. That's mean. That's mean. I mean, not to American Airlines. American Airlines, fuck you, huge dick in your ass. But the fat thing to the wedding photographer, that was a little rude. But it's okay, dude. It's okay. I'm looking fucking jacked in this black tee, dude. Black. Well, it's black long sleeve. It's not really a tee. Technically a tee, but not really. Let's go back to the weekend before last, okay? Because as you guys know, I'm, you know, coming off of I don't want to say a breakup. I don't want to talk about it anymore, okay? You guys already know what happened. You already know. I've already talked about it. But let's just get to the nitty gritty. I made a mistake. I'm kidding. No, I didn't. I did not make a mistake. You might think it's a mistake, but I think it was a good thing, right? But let's go back to this. Let's think back to my conscience being asleep at the wheel, okay? Let's go back to that part. Because I think most people, okay, let's start from the top. I think most people, they have a conscience that says, hey, Blair, that thing you're thinking about doing, maybe don't do it, right? That was the White Claw thing. Hey, I think I'm gonna have a couple White Claws. And my conscience would say, yeah, I would only have like 5 or 6. And then my conscience came in and he was like, oh, or 70. And then I have 70. Okay, that's what kind of thing I'm dealing with. I think that every dude, every guy has a folder on his laptop that says tattoo ideas. Every guy does. Every guy with no tattoos. Guy with no tattoos has the... that folder. It says tattoo ideas, right? Tattoo inspo. When what it should say is tattoos, don't. Tattoos, maybe not. That's what all the folders should say. Tattoos, maybe not. All right? Every guy like wants to get a sleeve. I want to get an octopus here with some Nordic shit over there. I'm going to do it all in one session. You know, let the artist do his thing. What I'm trying to say is like I got a tattoo. What I'm trying to say is I got a tattoo. But it wasn't on my arm. And it sure as shit wasn't what a fucking wasn't an octopus. Again, do you see what I'm saying? Like my conscience is supposed to go, Blair, don't do that. And then the devil fucking choked out the angel and was like, get it on your leg. Here's what happened. I wanted to get a tattoo, not because of any reason, dude. I just like, I don't know. I've been thinking about it. I'm like, this guy, I got to get something. I think it'd be fun. And it's going to be funny, right? Hit this guy. I get a friend refer me to this guy. And I go to his page. And his page is like, it looks like an old MySpace page. Has like a little like comment section. He's like, all right, send me your email and maybe I'll text you back and tell me what you want. So I hit him up. This is like 2 Thursdays ago. This is literally 2 weeks ago on Thursday. So yeah, 2 Thursdays ago. And I he hits me up. I get an email back and he's like, it is very basic. It's like, hey, what do you want? Remind me what you want and where you want it. I tell him and he's like, all right, come in on Sunday, 5 o'clock. See you there. And I was like, well, okay, I guess I'm gonna go. Cause it's pretty easy to just not go get a tattoo. Think about every day of your life. Think about if you have no tattoos. Think about if you have one tattoo. Every day of your life, you've just decided to not go get a tat. You decided that. I'm not going to get a tattoo today. And you didn't. I scheduled a tattoo and I still could have been like, nah, I'm not going to go. But again, my conscience is asleep at the wheel. Yeah, go ahead. That's that'll be fun. So I get hammered all 2 weeks ago. Hammered. Sunday rolls around hungover. And I'm just like, oh yeah, I gotta go get a tattoo today. Again, you can just not go. You realize this? You can just not go get a tattoo. I'm like, whatever, I'll go. I walk in, shout out True Blue. And what I'm trying to say is I got a tattoo on my leg. And here's what I'll tell you. Dude, tattoos fucking hurt, all right? They do. Anybody who's like, man, you barely feel it after all. That's not true. They hurt the entire time. I'm a pussy. That's fine. Call me a pussy. Yeah, I am. Oh, I'm sorry. The needle in my leg hurt. But you also can't like tell Jose to turn it down. Hey, can you like turn it down a notch? Is there like a lower level? This guy's got tattoos on the inside of his eyelids. He's not turning it down. He doesn't even hear what you just said. He's over there like, but look, he starts in on it, and now I'm committed, okay? Which is ironic because commitment's all I've ever really wanted for the last 3 months. Grace, come back. I'm kidding. Stay away. I'm getting over it slowly but surely. See? Got a tattoo. Not because of her.
Get it for me.
I don't know. I feel like people, people are like, it's got to be meaningful. No, it doesn't. You're better off making it funny because it'll always be funny, right? Like, unless, it doesn't need to be meaningful. Unless, like, it's like someone like a parent or your wife died. Okay, that'll always be meaningful because it's loss, okay? But that's a loss of a person. If your dog dies, do not get a tattoo of that dog. That's not going to age well. You're not going to be 75. Like, well, yeah, Sophie was just the best part of my life for about 8 months when I was 18. No, she wasn't. Dude, I had a dog in college. Shout out Bodie. Had him for 2 years. Got cancer in his leg, and he died hard and fast immediately. Okay? Had I gotten a tattoo at 23 of that dog somewhere in my body, I guarantee you right now I would regret it. 7 years later, yeah, I would have regret that for sure. But if you make it funny, because you're going to turn 70, and then... And then this thing that I got will be, even, it's funny now. It'll be funnier at 70. What I'm trying to say is if you want to see the tattoo that I got, just fucking, you can just text me or just DM me and I'll send you a picture of it. Or I'll just show a quick picture of it right here. Oh, it's gone. Ha, it's gone. Ha, it's gone. Ha, it's gone. I'm a moron, dude. Moron, but it's funny. It's funny. You can't see it. It's on my leg. It's not really exposed. Unless I wear the short shorts. And then you can see it. So now I'm a leg tat guy. Check me out. What's up, dude? What's going on, dude? You want to go outside and fucking hoop outside, though? I'll fucking go fucking 19 rounds on your head, bitch. How do you transition out of a tattoo story? It's a pretty quick story, though. That story could have been summed up, hey, I got a tattoo. But it's better than all my stories could be summed up in, hey, I did this, and it's one sentence. But that's why I'm a skilled artist. Unlike the wedding photographer, okay? Fuck you, Tammy. If her name is Tammy, she probably sucks. If we're being honest, she probably sucks. I bet her and her stepson don't have a great relationship. God, my beard's getting fucking wild. Here's the problem with being a white guy. Here's the problem with being a white, bald man with a beard. Everybody thinks you look like every other white, bald man with a beard, okay? We're like the Asians of the white community. You know, like white people think every Asian looks alike, which is racist as shit and not true. Not true. It's not. But that's a stereotype, right? How like white people say all Asians look alike. And they probably say the same thing about us. All white people look alike. But the white people, my people, well, kind of. I'm half a black man. So is people just go, hey, you look like I just hate when people go. People are like, hey, you look like, I know you look like a friend of mine. I know a guy who looks like you. Which is so disrespectful. Like, say I look like a celebrity. We don't want to hear that we look like some guy at work. Okay, swing bigger. Okay? Yes. I know. I know exactly who I look like. You know who you look like? You look like my friend. No, I promise you I do not. Okay? I'm just bald. Okay, it's just our color palette. It's light, dark. That's it. I guarantee you we look nothing alike. I promise you we look nothing alike. Okay? He's got bad teeth, brown eyes, and he looks kind of like Sam Cassell. All right? And I have beautiful blue eyes, a nice shaped head, but I do have... But I do have a wonky ear. Which is true. I have a wonky ear. But I didn't know until I started shaving my head. What I'm trying to say is, I don't look like your friend. Okay? It's just the color palette of the light and the dark with the beard. And that's it. Okay? So we pass that. Mic back and mic stand. Fucking beanie back on now because it's cold. It is actually fucking cold in here though, if I'm being honest. It's fucking, it's like 60 degrees in Texas. What's going on here, Texas? All my exes live in Texas. Did you guys listen to the episode with Matt Boyd where he talked about how George Strait is like from where he's from and he's just a fucking drunk? He's got like 7 DUIs. Nothing makes me happier than that being true. That's what I want. I want to be a world-renowned country star who has 7 DUIs, who drives a tractor through town, hammered looking for pussy. You know that's what he's doing. Also, my celebrity doppelganger, Jared Leto. Look it up. Look up Jared Leto. Jared Leto. That's what my name is. He's Jared Leto. I'm Jared Leto. Oh, God. My new favorite thing, it's not even new. It's pretty old. Is my new favorite thing is white girls doing basic shit and pretending like it's not basic. Have you guys seen this before? We've all seen this. Have you guys seen this before? Like a white girl who does like basic shit. And that's okay. Like if you're a white girl that takes a picture of a candle at dawn, basic. If you get a pumpkin spice latte and you take a picture of it with a filter and you crop it all nice with your friend in the background, dude, you're basic. That's okay. That's all right. If you love a dimly lit hallway leading to a restaurant that you're sitting at with your best friend, not your boyfriend. Basic. If you make your boyfriend take a picture of you, walk like you're walking, like you're holding his hand and you're walking.
basic.
You just are. And that's okay. I'm basic too. Okay? I drink Bud Light and Jameson. I say shit like, hey, what's your well? Jameson. You understand? I'm basic too. I say shit like, nah, I'm more of an ass guy. These are just like, dudes can be basic. This is what we are. Okay? Like, I'll be like fake pretentious, like, ooh, brown belt, black. I'll say shit like, ooh, brown belt, black shoes. Dude, I'm like fake pretentious, which is so basic. Like, if I see a guy, I'd be like, ooh, brown belt, black shoes. I don't know about that. I had a conversation last night about another man's shoes. Like, ooh, I love the white Chucks, but at some point, your white Chucks can't be brown anymore. Okay, you'd be a little dirty. You don't want to be too clean. Unless they're Air Force Ones. Air Force Ones got to stay clean. I say shit like that, dude. I say shit like, oh, yeah, of course I have a condom right here. Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I for sure have condoms. Do you have one? Did you bring one to my place? And there's nothing wrong with being basic, dude. I'm basic. I love a basic bitch. I'm one. And you like what you like, and you like things that are similar to you. Kind of like gay men. Gay men love dating each other when they look like each other. I know it's a stereotype. And guys, that's why I'm bringing it up. You can get mad at me about admitting to a stereotype being out there. I didn't put it out there. It's just out there. Also, I haven't drank in 4 days. Are you proud of me, Mom? Bonnie, are you proud? No one's more basic than moms. Moms get tattoos that say believe on the back of their neck with an infinity circle. You know how I feel about this. That's my next tattoo. I'm going to get Bonnie in an infinity circle on the back of my neck. I would love to get a tattoo right here on my neck, but then I saw another guy that had it and he wrote words there and I was like, ruin that for me. So I just got a leg tattoo instead. Dad, are you proud? Oh, well, and also when I got tattooed, I was going to be like, I'll be subtle and not tell people. And I'm just on a podcast telling people, if you ask me, I'll pull my dick out and show you. Wait, what'd you say? All right. That was take two of episode 177. Hopefully the audio is not as fucked up as if it is, I'm putting them both out back to back and you'll just deal with the popping. All right. So shout out the boys. Shout out my guy JC and Laura. Congrats on the wedding. Had a blast. Fuck you, American Airlines. That wedding photographer, probably named Tammy, sit on a disappointing dick. Okay? Find a dick, make it small, sit on it, and shut your whore mouth. Wedding photographers, except Sarah. Bricks, backpack, water. Goodbye.